Thank you for having me here. Apologies for not being able to be with you in person. I will present you major concepts of the system of environmental and economic accounting that we are developing here at FAO. We call it the SEA, Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. And I will present the linkages and the potential use with forest-related ecosystem valuation efforts that you are discussing today. The outline of my presentation comprises an overview of the SEA. I will then describe applications to forests, in particular flow and asset accounts, tables that come with the system that we have developed, and then give you a particular example that I think is relevant to many ecosystem-related accounting exercises which relates to carbon. And then I'll give you my conclusions on possible uses and collaborations with this community. Now, on a very basic level, you can think of the system of environmental economic accounting as a bridge between economic, socioeconomic variables, which at the upper left of the slide is represented by the system of national accounts, which, as you know, focuses on the economic description of a country and is the basis for analysis of GDP, value added, and as a basis for solid decision making and scenario analysis based on what if scenarios related to various economic and socioeconomic choices in a country. So the SEA offers a linkage between that type of description and its many interactions with the environment, or in other words, interactions of the economic activities that underlie a national economy at the environment. So you see at the right hand side of the slide a series of categories, which are the ones that loosely are covered by a system of environmental economic accounting, and then cover data or data domains on crops and livestock, forestry, water, land use, and fisheries. Now, this linkage between economy and environment has been accomplished in terms of statistical frameworks that have become a standard by the so-called System of Environmental and Economic Accounting Central Framework. This is a system that is in place since 2012 and that addressed a request that goes all the way back to the Rio process. And in fact, the development of the system of the SEA in 2012 coincided with the Rio Plus 20 processes that were launched at the time. Now, since then, the SEA has become a system for statistical development and analysis, which has become a legal framework in many developed countries, and chiefly in Europe. But that has a solid foundation in other OECD developed countries, in the US, in Canada, in Australia, and increasingly is being tested in many developing countries under the leadership of UNSD, in collaboration with many international agencies, in particular the World Bank, OECD, Eurostat, as well as FAO. It's been tested in many developing countries, in fact, with the goal of reaching a user rate of about 100 countries by 2020. Let me also add that the system of environmental and economic accounting, because it provides a framework for a joint analysis of socioeconomic and environmental variables, lies at the very basis of the sustainable development agenda. In practical terms, there is an ongoing effort, and I mentioned some of this in my coming slides, of grounding the methodological development of as many SDG indicators as possible onto the SIA system. Now, within this framework, FAO has just developed a satellite, if you will, or an expansion of the SIA central framework to deal with specifically with Isaac A activities, agriculture, to cover agriculture, forestry, and fisheries. So on this slide, I'm in part repeating what I just shared with you. In particular, it's important to recall in this meeting that the CAF, as we call it, Agricultural, Forestry and Fisheries, has been very recently, in fact, is a few months ago in June 2016 in New York, has been endorsed as an internationally approved methodological document in support of the central framework by the UN Committee of Experts on environmental economic accounting on behalf of the Statistical Commission. Okay, now, in practical terms, what comes with the CAF? The CAF comes with a set of primary data domains and tables. We have both supply use, physical and monetary supply use tables, as well as asset accounts for each one of the 10 domains that are indicated here. Now, these domains cover the Isaac A activities, and in particular, you see here highlighted in bold the tables that have either a direct relation with forestry. Particular, the data domain 2 is dedicated to explicitly to forestry. But then you can see that most other tables, in fact, 9 out of 10 of these tables have relevance for accounting in forest. So it's true for agricultural products and related environmental assets insofar as plantations, certain types of plantations that are relevant to forests are included in this domain. Of course, water resources, energy in relation to biomass burning, for example. Air emission accounts, this is one notable example that I will cover in more details in this presentation. Fertilizers, land, meaning land domains and descriptions for both land use and land cover, soil resources, of course, as well as economic data that link and that provide the linkage between this description of the environmental activities and their system of national accounts corresponding. Now, in terms of specific linkages between what you can find in the CAF and activities of relevance to your specific interest are pointed here in this slide, where you see descriptions in terms of flows of both material and monetary value. So MSUT here stands for monetary supply and use tables, value added, physical supply and use tables that you find for timber and other forest-related products. as well as for assets, as I mentioned, both for land, cover, land use, and timber assets. Now, I just want to point out that I'm not going to cover specific details beyond what I'm showing you here. And I very much invite you to read go over the relevant sections of the SIA app that is currently at FAO and would be distributed in the first month of 2017 after we would put together the final publication in coordination with UNSD. Of course, we are available to share with you the current version of the SIA app, and you're welcome to contact me to receive a copy for your use. Now, I'm going to conclude by giving you an example, by providing you with an example of carbon accounting within the SIA app. We have a supply table that is called Air Emission Account. This, of course, describes greenhouse gas emissions from the relevant economic activities, in particular forestry, A02 in terms of the ISIC terminology. So the important thing is that we're able to build tables that are SIA compliant, but that are easily mapped onto the land use change and forestry category, so-called LULUCF, of the National Greenhouse Gas Inventories, so that the carbon accounting that can be done within the SIA app is fully consistent with the one that is regulated by the most important international process in place, which is in place since 1992, but has gained significant traction since the signing of the Paris Agreement last year. In particular, the ability to map SIA onto IPCC, and of course vice versa, is an advantage in terms of data mining. The UNFCCC, so the climate convention process, which is by now almost a 20-year process, has developed up to a point that a lot of national data is already available from dozens of countries that report annually, biannually, or in any case at regular interval, and cover both developed and developing countries. With inventories that often come with complete time series from 1990 to present, and follow a process that is going to improve in terms of completeness over time as a function of the Paris Agreement. So there is a wealth of data that can be taken and reorganized within a SIA table and be made of use for that kind of assets. This is an example of the tables that you will find in the SIA app. These are the emissions, and I, of course, not asking you to read the finer detail of the larger table in the back. This is ISIC A1, so emissions that are related to crop and animal production. And the reason you have this here is that among the many categories that are mapped onto the IPCC, so the greenhouse gas reporting mechanisms, there is one that is fundamental for carbon accounting in forest and in ecosystems in general, which are related to emissions from basically deforestation, forest coal, if you will, as we call it in this case, forest conversion to cropland and grassland categories. Remember that a significant amount, especially in developing countries, of emissions from forests are related to this category. So they must be captured and reported. Another important component of the air emission accounts of the CIAF are, of course, those that relate directly to forestry and logging activities. And here, the mapping from IPCC also covered a number of relevant categories. Fuel combustion in relation to energy use, fires, of course, in relation to management, but also natural fires that happen over managed forests that must be reported as they are under the direct responsibility of the economic activity that is managing that land. And the most important category, forest land management, where here you would have a possibility to report both emissions and removals linked to the growth and cut cycle that comes with forest land management. In conclusion, and I apologize for perhaps a little bit more time taken than needed, I have shared with you some basic concepts from the system of environmental economic accounting, and tried to make a link between the general principles that are developed there of linking socioeconomic variables with environment to its application to forest statistics. I have highlighted the opportunities that the system brings for using both international and national statistics analyzing the linkage between the economy and the environment. And in particular, I provided an example that I consider relevant, very relevant for national carbon accounting. I haven't had time to mention our capacity development activities, but I will only say here that we are committed to working with countries, our member countries, as well as international programs in testing the system in countries, not only in relation in relation to SIA alone, but also in testing and in exploring overlaps with other accounting systems. We are working actively with WAVES and are open to go to countries jointly with other programs to explore synergies for future implementation. With this, I thank you, and I wish you a good remainder of your meeting.